From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the North Charleston Performing Arts Center in Charleston, South Carolina, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you. Thank you very much. We feel the same way. It's great to be here in Charleston. Later on, we're going to get celebrated Charleston chef Bob Wagoner on to explain how all those shrimp crawled into our grits. But we left Chicago for one simple reason this week. There is no more Chicago. We knew that Oprah Winfrey was ending her show, but what we didn't expect was that when she was done, her crew would disassemble the skyline and lay off the 3 million extras who were playing, quote, Chicagoans. Anyway, we're looking for substance this week, so give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi,
who's this?
Laura.
Hey, Laura.
From Pasadena.
From Pasadena, California?
Oh, I'm sorry, Pasadena, Maryland.
Pasadena, Maryland?
Yes.
I didn't know there was a Pasadena, Maryland.
It's very small. We're on the water.
Oh, really? So you're out there on the ocean?
The bay.
The bay. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. It's much smaller.
Well, welcome to the show, Laura. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. Joining us here in Charleston, first up, author and humorist with a name sort of familiar to most Americans. It's Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Very good.
Next, a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Ms. Faith Saley.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Faith.
And lastly, a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber is here.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Adam.
Laura, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes in the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly explain or identify them. Do that two times out of three. You'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home voicemail. Ready to go?
Yes, absolutely.
Here is your first quote.
He killed his pint of Guinness. He gets my vote.
That was Christy O'Sullivan, an Irishman talking about a man who displayed his ability to drink Guinness while visiting that country this week. Who?
Oh, that was Barack Obama.
Yes, indeed, it was Barack Obama. It was a successful trip. Not only did the president finish off his Guinness, he then burped out the terms of a new trade agreement. President Obama went to Europe to meet some heads of state and to attend the G8 meeting. He had a serious purpose. He needs our allies to pick up the check for once. He's like, come on, guys, we got bin Laden. Can you cover us in the Libya thing? And then the check comes, and France immediately, boom, disappears to the bathroom. President Obama is popular in Europe, but our media seemed obsessed during this trip with Obama's gaffes. First, he signed, did you see this? He signed the guest book at Westminster Abbey, and he wrote the date as 2008.
Because those were the days.
That was a good year. Yeah.
And then the presidential limo got stuck in a curb. But those weren't really gaffes. It was all part of a very calculated move to shed his elitist image for the coming campaign. It's going to be Obama 2012. He's just like you, kind of dumb. This whole campaign, though, to make the president seem more human really didn't work. For example, when his car got stuck, he yelled, "Doe!" But he spelled it D-E-A-U-X.
You know, you said the media has been obsessed with his gaffes.
Yes.
But did y'all see the pictures of Michelle Obama's hair? There's this great shot of very gusty, and the queen is holding down the bottom of her dress, and Michelle Obama's hair goes vertical. And
As if she had just seen the queen fail to hold down the bottom of her dress. Yes. That'd be the reaction. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
If I have disappointed you, I will always be sorry.
That was Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana saying that just like a lot of other Republican politicians, he is not going to do what either?
Oh, he's not going to run for president.
He isn't going to run for president. He said so. That's very good. Yes? Republicans looking for a savior in the 2012 presidential election got two pieces of bad news this week. First, Mitch Daniels said he would not run. And second, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty said he would. Pawlenty's campaign did not start out well. This is true. It's kind of an omen. His own hometown paper in St. Paul put the news of his official announcement on the obit page.
His slogan is, it's spelled Pawlenty.
In addition to Daniels, Jeb Bush and Paul Ryan also said they wouldn't be running. But just as GOP leaders were despairing that no one would emerge to save them, Sarah Palin came back, saying she had, quote, the fire in her belly. There she was on Fox News talking about something in her belly that was not this time another child. It's like, we thought she was gone. It's like one of those action movies like Alien in which you think the villain is defeated, but then Sarah Palin bursts right through Tim Pawlenty's chest. Which, by the way, would be the only way you can make Tim Pawlenty interesting. In addition to talking about her belly fire, Ms. Palin is planning to tour the country in a large bus, and she is releasing a new documentary this spring about her political career called Undefeated. That's the title. That's the short version. The full title is Undefeated, Except for That One Time. Yeah.
But she's got good numbers, at least according to the Drudge Report I read today. Mitt Romney's at like 17%, and she's behind him at 15%.
But they're the only two that comes to like 32%. Nobody. They don't win if nobody else runs.
And what are the...
A shoe came in at 12%.
Here we go.
A shoe!
It was, however, a right shoe, which was important.
Absolutely.
Republican primary.
And not a loafer. Yeah.
And not a flip-flop.
No.
He's going to be a heel.
Yeah. Here is your last quote.
It has been a really tough weekend.
That was a man named Harold Camping. He was speaking Monday. He was upset that something he predicted for last Saturday night didn't happen. Oh. What?
It's not Reformation. It's everybody getting
up. It's one of those R words. What was supposed to happen?
Revelation,
the rapture, is that
rapture,
what you mean?
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's the end of the world is what we're talking about.
I thought you said Reformation.
I know all you guys follow the news pretty closely, so you may have noticed the world did not end on Saturday night. You were probably as disappointed as Mr. Camping was in this, as you were looking forward to either going to heaven or stealing the large screen TVs of those who did.
Didn't he say that it was just fuzzy math, though? Didn't he say it's going to happen this fall?
Yeah.
Well, this is the funny thing. I mean,
it's going to be cold in the fall. I would rather the rapture happen
now.
It's
sort of a slow burn rapture.
Here's the thing. He keeps predicting specific dates. He's done this twice before, if you include this time. He's done it the third time. He says it'll happen October, I think.
Yeah, if anybody ever needed to learn the suffix ish.
Yeah.
That guy.
Carl, how did Laura do in our quiz?
Laura, you played a perfect game. 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done, Laura. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.